One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep, and I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
I'll... How about The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
This is Grafting with Grace Ann, the only place to get coverage of the best and worst plays from the most recent episode of Love Island. I'm your host, Grace Ann Parks.
Welcome back to another episode of Grafting with Grace Ann. Today, I'm going to be breaking down Love Island episodes 36 and 37, which is ITV episodes 32 and 33 for those of you watching on ITVX. But before I get into the episodes, let's talk about Love Island USA. So at the beginning of this week, I believe, or maybe it was like Tuesday, I don't know, Monday or Tuesday of this week, the season 5 cast was dropped, and also it was revealed that they're going back to Fiji. For those of you unaware, the first season of Love Island USA was actually in Fiji, and then obviously COVID happened, and they had that, the Las Vegas season, which was just, I mean, there was some good moments in that season, but it's just the fact that they were on a rooftop in the middle of Las Vegas, like, it was just cringe. Anyways, Love Island Season 5, it starts on Peacock July 18th. I am going to be covering it, but I'm still figuring out how. So if you haven't kind of gotten the rhythm of what we do over here, any day that Gore has an episode, whether that's a Digging Deeper teaser, which is every other Monday, or a regular episode, or a Twibbon, whatever it is, those days I don't post. The days that are free, I post, and on the weekends, I post at my discretion. Now, I need to figure out how I'm going to do Love Island USA recaps because I really, really want to cover it, because I think this season is going to be good. I just don't know how I'm going to cover it going forward. Just know I will. And once I figure out a schedule, I will let you guys know. Let's just get into episodes 36 and 37. So we start off with Catherine and Scott chatting, and it's about to get heated. Catherine is like, I do not appreciate what you said at the fire pit at the recoupling, and I don't appreciate it even more because you haven't even listened to what happened at Casa Amor yet. He says she was always his number one, even when the new girls came in, and she says he was hers too. And he's like, well, obviously not. And then he tries to use some logic here, which I did not understand this logic. He says that him getting to know other islanders that come in is different than her getting to know other islanders because he's a bombshell. I mean, I would understand that if it was your first week as a bombshell, but it's not. So that was, I don't know where that came from. He asked Catherine if they kissed at Casa Amor, and she immediately is like, yes, twice. He again brings up gathering everyone around the fire pit, and she's like, dude, forget the optics. I don't care about that. And he is trying to convey to her that that is how he shows his love. And I was like, okay, hold on. Is that a new love language? What love language would that fall into, technically? Would that be like acts of... yes, acts of service? Probably. Who knows? That's Scott's own love language. But after he says this, things start to like really get heated. Catherine starts shouting for Whitney to back her up on a point that she's trying to make to Scott. And Whitney like does this like calm down gesture with her hands and tells Catherine to compose her emotions and calm down. Scott's had enough. He tells Catherine to enjoy herself and walks off. Then we go to Katie and Zach, who actually have a really civil conversation. I think the reason why I noted this is because the last time that they were in the main villa together before Casa, you know, there was this whole big fight about Whitney and all this kind of stuff involving Zach. And in this conversation, she's very, you know, it's very smart of her to be, you know, happy for Zach. She seems genuine. And, you know, they basically shake on it. Leah and Montel chat, and she asks him what happened with Tank. And he says, nothing sexual happened. We know this isn't true. This is him doing this was almost my error of the game for a lot of reasons, but mainly because if he would have just fessed up right here, which is exactly what Leah wanted, all she has been wanting is just for him to fess up to what he did, and I'm pretty sure she would have just forgiven him. Sammy and Jess talk, and Jess is like in a very good mood. She's just like, I don't know how to explain it, but she's just very happy. And he says to her, again, this is right after he's coupled up with Amber. He says that her being at Casa Amor made him have even bigger feelings for her, and he couldn't stop thinking about her. Now we get Tyreek and Ella finally having a chat. She says he's been on her mind the whole time, and she never got to explore with anyone, but he did, and he said that she had loyalties, and she goes, I haven't been disloyal to you. And he gives some amazing, are you kidding me, face play here. I don't know why she's like, just own it. Just, Ella, just own it. You brought back the most handsome man on earth. Just own it. Ella says that seeing Ty sat there alone made any trust issues or doubt she had about him completely disappear. And he tells her, okay, cool, but it's done now. And that even though it's done, she's taught him so much about himself, and he wishes her nothing but the best. I thought this was a really good play here, because I thought he was just going to kind of, you know, sour grapes anytime he had to talk to Ella. But we'll see during this conversation and a few others that he really is, he's taking the route of like, I do really want what's best for you, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, this first chat slash argument that they have when she's back from Casa, he definitely won this one. Zach and Mitchell are talking about the whole Ella and Ty situation in the bedroom when they're getting ready for bed. And, you know, they're saying like, oh, I don't understand why Ella would do that to Ty. And then they both get quiet and Zach goes, yeah, but that Uzi guy is definitely a specimen to look at though. And Mitch agrees. I mean, even when the boys are even swooning, like, you know, in person, Uzi's got to be, like, even more handsome. Like, let's be real. But I love how, like, they're just like, yeah, how could she? How dare she? But that Uzi guy definitely is a specimen. Ella's getting ready for bed. She is like crying. She's losing it. And Ty does a really good play here. He goes into the bathroom. He comforts her, gives her a hug, and says, listen, you made a decision. You got to stand by it. And he says that he likes her so much it kills him. So even though this is right after the recoupling and he was saying it's done, it's done, done, done. I mean, just from this, like, he obviously cares about her. In the morning, Jess finally, I feel like it finally sets in what Sammy has done. Because again, right after the recoupling, she was kind of just like happy, like, oh, it's so good to see you. And then in the morning, she's like, hold on. You don't realize what you have with me. Like, I'm not okay with this. And of course, Sammy is annoyed. And then the Islanders get a text that Jess, Katie, Scott, and Tyreek are to head out of the villa for a singles night where they're all going to have cocktails. Very fun.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about. But I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no rollback waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
And on this singles date night or whatever, Ty says that other than Ella, he's most attracted to Katie. And Katie's reaction to this comment was my face play of the game. She kind of leans back. One eye is full aperture while the other one's kind of squinting at Ty. And she purses her lips kind of like a, I'll have to post that to Instagram because I have no idea how to explain that. They all go back to the villa and Jess is now telling Ella not to mug Uzi off right away because it hasn't even been 24 hours. So Ella tells Uzi that she still doesn't know where her head's at. And he's like, dude, I don't need to know where your head's at. I just want you to know that you can still like come talk to me about other things besides where your head is at. And I thought that was really sweet. And Ella kind of is like, okay, well, what's your ideal outcome out of all of this? And he says it would be if him and Ella actually worked out. So he really does still dig her, even though she's basically like ghosted him since the sticker twist recoupling. Ella and Ty talk. Ella just goes straight in being like, are you doing a tit for tat by flirting with Katie now? And he's like, that's what you did, isn't it? He says, how dare you ask me how I'm doing? And she's like, I'm not even asking you how you're doing. I'm asking if you're going to be petty now or not. So they're going back and forth. They're yelling and fighting. And even though this fight happened, Ella does decide to sleep outside on the daybed to make a statement and not with Uzi. Then we go to episode 37. We start off with Katie and Ty having a chat. Specifically, Ty pulled Katie in the morning. And he is trying to get his flirt on. And Katie's like, dude, no, we can't. You're only flirting with me and you're only doing all of this to wind Ella up. Ella tells Uzi that her feelings for Ty are very strong, basically saying, I'm going to focus on Ty without saying it. And then we go back to Katie and Ty, who jump in the pool and race with the other islanders in the pool. So she gets on Ty's back and they're all doing like race games with each other. And you know what? Honestly, obviously Ella is pissed off by this. But they're both single. They're allowed to have fun. They're not like making out or anything. I thought this little move, obviously he wanted Ella to see this, but she didn't need to react. And this, all the other islanders were doing it. They were all having like a little fun race in the pool. And I thought, honestly, this was harmless. But they get out of the pool and then Ty starts to play with Katie's hair and she's like laying back on him. I'd say that is a little bit more towing the line a little bit, but the jumping in the pool and having fun, that's the whatever. But Ella is watching this and she's letting it get to him. She even says to Whitney and Catherine, she goes, he's doing it all for a reaction and I'm not going to give it to him. And then literally the next scene is her walking straight over to Katie and Ty being like, is this a thing now? Katie immediately is like, he's just being flirty. You know what he's like. Mitch, by the way, is giving great face play throughout this entire escalating fight. And here's the deal. Ella doing all of this, going up to Ty and like yelling at him in front of everybody was my air of the game. You have to graft right now. What you're doing is not grafting. What you did with the daybed, that's grafting. What you're doing now is, you're letting Ty get an even bigger ego. I think earlier in this episode or the previous episode, Ella asked why Jess wasn't saying how she felt about Sammy talking to Amber to Sammy. And she's like, I'm jealous, but I'm not gonna tell him that because I don't want to give him a bigger ego than he already has. I think that's a fantastic point. It's just like, let it be. Bring it up to him in a private conversation, which she does, but he even in their next private conversation is like, why didn't you just pull me? Why did you have to shout at me in front of everybody? Then it's nighttime and Ty pulls Ella and says that everyone in the villa understands how he feels about her except for her. He does believe in second chances. And even though he said it was done between them, he was just talking out of anger. He was only flirting with Katie earlier to try and hurt her back. He says there is genuinely something special here, and he's never, ever, ever, ever in his life felt like this for anybody. He forgives her, and he doesn't want to lose her. This was my play of the game. Then Scott and Catherine talk. Scott tells Catherine he regrets what he said at the fire pit. She's like, I hear you, but the damage is done. Then we get Jess stealing Sammy away from Amber.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We don't see very many steals in this show because the producers actively don't let that happen. They basically schedule the times of, okay, you can talk to this islander this time or this time. Stealing usually isn't allowed. So this was actually very interesting to see this because we see so many steals in The Bachelor, as you guys know, but to see it in Love Island is very interesting. Jess tells Sammy that she doesn't want to be in the situation anymore. She's done with love triangles and she wants someone who is 100% for her. And he says, listen, my main focus is you, but I need time. And Jess is like, no, I want a decision now. She says, if you know you want me, don't lead the other girl on because she's getting feelings for you and so am I. She says she's so done with this situation. And I wrote, I so don't believe her because she's never done with Sammy. She's going to keep going back. But after this little fight with Jesse and Sammy, Ty, for once in his life, actually gives Sammy fantastic advice, being like, you've got to stop dilly-dallying. Go get your girl, aka Jess. And so Sammy pulls Amber, says his head is pretty much all on Jess now. She's like, yeah, I saw this coming. I know. Sammy tells Jess he broke things off with Amber and is 100% focusing on her now. But before the episode ends, the hideaway is open and the islanders pick Zach and Molly to go to the hideaway. In the hideaway, Molly does a sexy fashion show for Zach. And when they go to sleep, Zach tells Molly that he doesn't need to win this whole competition thing because he's already won being with her. Aww. But then we get a teaser for movie night, which is the next episode. Oh, this is my favorite. You guys don't even understand. Just get ready for like a banger of an episode. Movie night is the best. That was your breakdown of Hulu episodes 36 and 37, aka ITV episodes 32 and 33. But before we go, I do have some gains for you. Your top three Instagram gains in the past 24 hours are Ella gained 19K for a total of 205K. Leah gained 14K for a total of 147K. And Whitney gained 8K for a total of 143K. Your top three Instagram chart is Katie with 1.3 million, Molly with 290K, and Ella with 205K. And lastly, your top TikTok chart is Katie with 992.1K, Molly with 888.1K, and Cody Murphy with 307.1K. This has been Grafting with Grace Ann.